Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Voices of the Earth, and I could not resist playing just a little bit of Vivaldi's Four Seasons, April the 8th. It is listening live. If you are, welcome, welcome, welcome to this program. I'm about to be joined in a few minutes' time by Donna Russin, and you will hear more about her. And if you're looking at the images on the slideshow, do enjoy them while you hear me give some of the background. I'm your host, Carol Omart Behan, welcoming you to this program. If you are a first-time listener, a special welcome to you, and I know you will enjoy your experience tonight with Donna and myself. It's going to be quite an interesting program. Voices of the Earth has been a part of the Art of Living Well radio network for almost a year. In a month's time, it will be the first anniversary, and I dedicated myself to doing this for a year, and it is absolutely... Well, as time does do what it does, what an incredible run this has been almost every Wednesday with so many wonderful guests, occasionally a solo program, which was true last week, something I think I'm going to make a more regular part of this schedule, something called Earth Pulse. And I played the Four Seasons. It was just as we were getting into spring. It was the studio cat Angus's birthday. And he actually, we have adopted ourselves the stray little scared cat that appeared a couple weeks ago. And she is now comfortably settling in. What a sweetie. So I'm calling her Tiger Lily. And I'll probably tell you more stories. So anyway, Voices of the Earth, this wonderful program with so many wonderful guests. You can find all of the podcasts conveniently archived for you to look back to, maybe listen to a program again that you had heard one time and would like to hear again. You'll find them at my website, goldenspiraljourney.com. What they all have in common in this connection is that they are people, earth lovers, earth advocates, people who are celebrating through their work in the world, their journey in the world, celebrating and reweaving the living web of our beautiful earth home of wonderful Gaia. So here we are, and I'm just going to get myself back to where I need to be. Sometimes I work with, it's almost like I should have a third arm, hand, something to make this all happen, but I'm speaking to you in the totally, well, we are totally into spring, and let me tell you how I can assure you that this is the case. Light Spring Glen on the northwest corner of the Catskill Mountains of upstate New York, and today there's a beautiful pond not far from the window where I'm sitting here now talking to you. A thunderstorm threatening to make its approach, and this is kind of bizarro. I'm hoping I don't get knocked off the air. Donna knows, as long as I bring her on in a few minutes, she can just keep talking. But here's what happened today, so that it is spring indeed. The very, very last piece of ice, a section about, it was down to like this huge oversized platter of about a 10-foot by an 8-foot thin skim of ice, and it went over the waterfall sometime late in the afternoon. I wish it had been a nicer day. It might have been pretty spectacular. So we are, I'm just a tiny bit giddy to be able to look out, see mostly lawn, only a little bit of snow in the woods, and know that we are just about there. Okay, well, here we are. Donna, I'm going to bring her on soon. We have so much that we're going to talk about, and I'm trying to think if there's something I missed. So let me do a little tick through my list. Oh, yes, call-in radio show. First-time listeners, and you may well have come because to the show tonight, because you know it's Donna who's going to be speaking. She has so much to share. I think she'll be doing a meditation with some of the wonderful angelic beings with whom she is in contact. But if you would like to call in sometime maybe mid-show and a little bit towards that part, the call-in number for you to use is 1-805-292-9255. 0349. And if you're looking at the link, which is through the, sometimes I lose a word or two in here, the Blog Talk Radio link, you will see a beautiful set of photos. And I think we might talk about a photo or two that's in there. I don't have them on the page I'm looking at, but I know the ones we posted up for you, Donna. So let me give you a little background. I've had the privilege of attending some gatherings that Donna has led, in particular some work with Saint Germain. But Donna has been for quite a long time now, and she might tell a little bit of her background getting here. She began her working life, so to speak, other than being a mom and now a grandma, as a registered nurse. And then this began more and more to bring her to spiritual work. She has, along the way to becoming this wonderful holistic healer and teacher that she is, studied with Doreen Virtue in Hawaii. And it is through, of course, this study that she has become beautifully versed in all things angelic and is an angel therapy practitioner. She's also a Reiki master. And Donna, I'm going to unmute your mic, but let me rattle through a little bit more and then I'll officially welcome you. But this way I'll get you on the air. So just hang tight, but you'll be unmuting here as I finish extolling all the wonderful things you do. She teaches angel classes. I know we're going to hear about that, the Kabbalah, sacred geometry, and, of course, communication with angels. And I just want to run through this wonderful list of angelic beings that she is on wonderful terms with and works with them with clients that find their way to her. Archangel Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, Chamuel, and Saint Germain. So, oh my gosh, Donna, hello and welcome to Voices of the Earth.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here, and the angels, of course, are all with us. I made my room here a sacred space and felt them all come in.
Yeah.
What I wanted to talk about tonight was how to communicate with angels, and can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. So your sound. I want to say one thing more, just because it came up about who all might well be tuning in terms of the angelic fields, is that late in the afternoon I got. Do you know this is a kind of a personal connection, but through the sister through Windsor, our beautiful sisters there. Do you know Jan Phillips?
No, I don't know Jan Phillips.
Oh, okay, but I think maybe because she is. She is a very good friend of all the sisters over there at this wonderful spiritual center that you and I know well. But Jan Phillips, whose newsletter, the Muse-letter, came around today, in it, it says that this is the day that is regarded as Buddha's. So I just wanted to give a little shout-out to that particular thing in addition to all that you're going to share. So. All righty.
Okay.
Hold forth, Donna, with all you want to share, and as we go forward, I'll just fit myself in the conversation as makes sense here.
Okay. And what I was going to go over first was how to communicate with angels and angel numbers and then the archangels of the four directions to make a sacred space. I thought we would start with that. And if anyone is listening, questions, feel free to call in.
Absolutely. Definitely. And I know we've got some live listeners that's indicated through, and I did post up again as the main avenue of communication to let people know through Facebook, and several people gave me an indication they might well be in the audience. So we'll invite them to hold their calls for just a little bit while you begin to simply share more all that you've brought with you. So we're going to start with how to communicate with these beautiful beings.
Okay, I wanted to mention first, there's five steps. First is you ask the angels to communicate with you. You have free will, and they cannot come in unless you ask. The only exception being if it's a life or death situation, they will save your life if your sacred contract is not up and you're in a serious position, like a bad car accident where you'll be killed or something, you will be saved. But other than that, you have to ask. And once you ask them to come in, you will start seeing their presence. You will feel them. You might hear them or see them. But most definitely, you will feel them around you. The second step is to trust. Just trust that they're there. And the third one is believe. And I think most people, at least nowadays, do believe in angels, or the percentage is quite high. And then you have to be, fourth step would be open to receive. and you kind of have to get out of your own way. Don't try and be a control freak and make something happen because you just block their work. And then, of course, the last thing would be gratitude, and you always say thank you. Mm-hmm. And once you invite them in, 100% guaranteed, you will see the number 444. It might be on a license plate. It might be on your microwave, your cable box, or your watch. And what that means is your angels are with you and saying hello. I see that all the time. In fact, today I was doing stuff on my iPad and happened to look up at the TV at the cable box, and it said 444, and I was not surprised at all because I knew I'd be talking about them tonight, and they wanted to let me know they're with me.
Beautiful.
Going down the numbers, 111, we'll start with that, is new beginning. See, 111, it means you're starting a new beginning. And 222 is keep the faith. And I mentioned once to my son, I said, you just have to keep the faith. And we had that talk, and when I was driving home, I stopped at a red light, and the car in front of me, the license plate was 222. And the angels work in synchronicity. They will show you something more than once. Or even it's like validation, yes, we're here. So it's not unusual. You might be saying you're worrying about something, but you're going to keep the faith, and then you might see 222 like three different times. And then 333, usually before I teach the Saint Germain class that I teach, I see 333 constantly, and that means the Ascended Masters are with you, and Saint Germain is an Ascended Master. He's with the Violet Flame. Mm-hmm. And then I mentioned the 444, the angels are saying hello. 555 is specifically Archangel Michael is with you. And he's the Archangel of Protection, and a lot of people are familiar with Archangel Michael. His color is also blue. If you're prone to seeing blue orbs, it's Archangel Michael. 666 is not the devil. These are my beliefs, and what I learned with Doreen Virtue. What resonates with you, take it. What doesn't, just leave it. But 666 means material goods. Like you might be... someone told me they were looking for a dresser to buy, and they kept seeing 666. It really means material goods, but it can be a little bit over where you could be over-concerned with material things. 777, you're on your spiritual path, and 888 is good fortune your way. And I have to mention that I work the psychic fair, which I do charge a rate to do the angel readings there, and the license plate just before I pulled in the parking lot was 4488, and I took that to mean I was going to make money doing angel readings, and my slots were awful. In fact, I had to turn people away. So you might see a combination of the numbers, but 888 is good fortune your way. 999 is number of completion. Usually if you're concerned about working on a project or a problem, you keep seeing 999, then it's completed. 1010, you are receiving messages from above, from the other side. 1111, this is keep your thoughts positive because the portal is open for manifesting. So if you see 1111, make sure you don't put out a negative thought. Put out something positive, that I'm healthy, I'm receiving much light, you know, anything that's positive, because it's going to manifest very rapidly because the portal is open. Mm-hmm. Did you have any questions on that, Carol, like before I go on?
Well, you know, a number for me, very frequent, and I would say easily a couple times a week, I see 1144. In other words, it's the time itself, of course, but it's just it comes up. Or those, I will see the numbers like in a license plate like that. So I wondered if you had any view of that. It always makes me feel good. There's something about the energy. It feels really nice. It's like, oh, and I always, like you say, thank whatever it is that's brought that energy to me. So do you have any idea about that?
Yeah, I would say that... I have my angel number book with me here that Doreen put out. It doesn't go that high. But with a combination of 11, a portal is open. Yeah. And with the 44 or 444, the angels are with you. So I would say you have a portal open of the angels. So what I would do when I see that number, first of all, is thank the angels and then request something, a blessing mm-hmm. for your land or oh. something you need in your life, and yeah. then manifest.
Oh,
so
wow.
it's the time to manifest the angels.
Yeah, yeah. That is great. Thank you. Yeah, I was thinking today. Well, you know, we'll have our lovely sharing tonight, and I thought I'm going to ask her about that number. So here it is.
That was meant to be.
Yes. Yes. So
okay,
I shall make better use of it. So back to you. Where are we going now?
And the angels are there. They want to help us. We are born with two angels per Doreen Virtue that I studied with, and she's pretty well known. But we have two at birth, and they stay with us. In fact, this is a nice picture. They looked at us in our bassinet and said, like for you, for instance, they looked at Carol and said, oh, she's beautiful, and she's ours. Her name is Carol, and we're going to work with her, and we're going to stay with her until she crosses over. And they always will be with you. It's such a beautiful thought. And
yeah.
as I was thinking about this, to say it, I kind of teared up a little, and that's a normal thing when the angels are around you, is that you do tear up. And what mm-hmm. that is the angels are from the fifth dimension, fourth and fifth dimension coming in. And with that fifth dimension energy, it's so powerful, and we're in a third dimensional body, that when they send that love to us, we have to release it, and it will come out as tears. And I have more people say they're teary-eyed when they bring the angels in. And that's just an explanation that was explained to me. Mm-hmm. So it's very common. And when I've done angel meditation, sometimes I get teary-eyed. It's just that they're all around me,
yes.
you know, that they're here. Their presence is here. So
and it's
the archangels,
beautiful feeling. Yeah.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Yes,
the archangels of the four directions is a great way to make a sacred space. You're working with the four main archangels. You've got Raphael in the east, and he's the healer. You've got Michael in the south, and he's the protector. You have Gabriel in the west for communication, and Uriel in the north for wisdom and light. And I have taught this class, and I have a diagram, but it's quite base. I just put the basics on there for people to remember those four archangels and what they're for. And what you
do is...
Would
you say those one more time, Donna?
Sure.
Yep.
I'll just
the names
say
and the directions. Mm-hmm.
Yep, you're going to stand facing east.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to stand facing east. That's your gateway. And you call in Raphael. His color is green, and he's the healer angel. So what I do to make a sacred space is I stand at the east, and I did that about an hour ago, and to make this room a sacred space, and I called in Raphael, and I just say, and I actually use the motion of my arms, because I just bring him in and say, Raphael, please come in for healing, and thank you. I keep it very simple. And then
mm-hmm.
I turn to the south, and I ask Archangel Michael to come in, and I just have my arms in a motioning in, come in, you know. So I say, Michael, please come in for protection, and thank you. And then I just turn to the west, and I say, Archangel Gabriel, please come in for communication, and I thank you. And then I turn to the north, and I say, Uriel, please come in with your wisdom and light, and I thank you. And when you do the arms and you're pulling them in, you will actually get the chills. And when I taught it in my class, everybody received the, you know, and that's feeling the angels. Because a lot mm-hmm. of people say to me, do you see angels? Well, yes, I do, but I didn't start off seeing them. Well, I did see them about 25 years ago, but then I got into more feeling them. But now, you know, my clairvoyance has increased. I've learned through workshops and exercises, but what's more important, I tell them, is to feel them, because what they'll do is send you peace and love, and that's very comforting. So that's a good way to feel them, is to do the Archangels of Four Directions.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to create that wonderful space, as you said, and I, what you emphasize, and I'll just say hooray, is how this simple, it's quite a simple process, and it's a blessing in itself. So how wonderful. Do you, and I'll just ask you, I mean, you might have been intending to say this as well, but I'll just pose it right now. So that, say, after, and so you've made that space sacred for yourself and really us together in this call that you and I are sharing, and there are others who are listening, and even those who listen later. I mean, there is, time is really an illusion anyway, so we are all connected through the sacred space of your creation. So my question is, once the call is ended, and people, you know, the broadcast, the end of it comes, whenever it is people are listening, do you then release, thank and release them? I know, and because I do, as you know, Earth Healing Ceremony, and it's definitely the four directions, elements are involved, you know, the fire, the air, and that kind of thing is often a part of it too. But at the end, the process starting, and it's the same east, south, west, north, and the directions in the case of the ceremony are thanking the directions of north, you know, reversing it, going back around and releasing them. So do you do that?
Actually, I don't release them.
Mm-hmm.
I when I learned it, I didn't learn to release,
mm-hmm.
and I just find I enjoy the space that they bring. I mean, I enjoy the peace and love they bring in. And when I've had people come into my house, they say, "Ooh, I it feels so good in here." And
yeah.
I think it's, you know, they are multidimensional where they can be.
Yeah.
With everyone at the same time.
You know,
so,
I've had it said, and I've read this too, so it might be
mine.
Yeah, there you go.
So
is that when people start working with angels, and I bet you've had people ask you this, or, you know, you've learned it in your studies, and I've got a book, or I've got at least one book of Doreen's over here on my shelf sort of thing, but that she makes a point. So I'm sure you were, you know, given this in your instruction with her, that people sometimes think, well, should I, you know, Archangel Michael, he's so busy. Is he going to be, it's like, should I, you know, worried about he imposing on him or something? But, you know, basically multidimensional, they are everywhere they need to be. So we don't need to have some sense other than they're available to everyone at every moment.
Right. And the other thing that you can ask them for is like a parking space. And Doreen does mention that, too, that, like, people think, well, they're too busy. They're, you know, helping with other things. But that's because when we, no matter what we want, you know, a parking space, abundance financially to afford something, they are there to help us. And all you have to do is call them in. And you don't have to worry that you're taking them away from someone else, because
if
1 million people on Earth pray to Archangel Michael, he answers all of them.
Yeah.
You know, he has that power to come to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can ask them for anything. And, you know, and you can visualize, I know sometimes I always ask the angels for a parking spot, especially when I go to yoga class and it's at a doctor's office. And the parking lot's big, but it's usually pretty full. And I always ask, and I even visualize, like, the first or second row. And I always,
mm-hmm.
when I ask that, as I'm driving there, there's always a spot for me. And, I mean, they provide for us. Whatever we, as long as we give it over to them and receive, open and to surrender to receive, they will provide. You know,
mm-hmm.
and another thing I wanted to mention too, some people being brought up a different faith, you know, different faith, like I find that the Catholics are more open to angels and the Protestants are not. And I was raised Protestant. So what I did in the beginning, and people might feel more comfortable doing, is asking Jesus to open up the angelic realm. There's that way. And it's a lot more comfortable than going directly to the angels, because organized religion has its place, but it does create fear. And so I was kind of afraid to be working with the angels when they first came to me. And it was just the beliefs, you know, that I had learned. So I would ask Jesus to open up the angelic realm, and it kind of gave me a sense of security there. I don't do that now, but I did in the beginning, and other people, you know, might benefit from that if they feel, well, you know, do you worship angels? We should only be going through Jesus. And then it's like, oh, no, they're in the Bible. You know, Psalms 91:1 is, you know, I've put an angel out for you. And so, but it that could come up. So, you know, it's something that people can use, a tool, just to ask Jesus to open up the angelic realm, if you feel you need to do that. If not, you can, you know, just directly go with them. You know, God made them to help us, and Earth is hard enough without having their help. I just can't imagine living my life without them.
Oh, yeah, and I so like how you are making it clear, and I'm going to invite people to call in here in a little bit, because I have a strong sense we're not alone in our live chat as we're doing this. But what I love what you're emphasizing here is that this is not something reserved for Sundays. This is, they are with us all. They want to be approached. This was something I learned when I was doing more of my initial, having been raised in Protestant faith as a child, and there was respect for those angelic beings, but it wasn't this intimate connection with them and requesting them. So I'm coming exactly from the place you did, but in your point just now being so excellent, it is a hard world, and there's a lot to be joyful about, but there are the challenges that we face. So, and believe it or not, we're now getting some lightning here. So, Donna, I'm trusting we'll stay connected. But
I just had it under here too. But I did lightning.
Yeah, I know. So, if people are hearing crackling here, it's more. It could be. It's definitely both the angels and the lightning kind of rolled in together. So, listeners live to us tonight, we invite you to become a part of our conversation. You can hear Donna's incredible range of teaching already and her background and her depth of learning. So, do feel free to join us with a question or your own experiences that are angelic, and we'd love to have you come on the phone with us. It's very simple. It's just, if you've not called in before and you're feeling inclined to, you just dial in, I bring you on, and it's just talking to Don and me on the phone, like a three-way conversation. That number for your use is 805-292-0349. And Donna, before we continue with either getting a call or more of your wonderful sharing, we wanted to be sure that people knew if they would like to connect with you apart from the show, you were going to let them know, or let us know, your email address. So this would be a good time to tell it once, and then at the end of the broadcast, I'll have you say it again.
Okay. My email address is my name, Donna Russin, @yahoo.com. It's just all small letters, DonnaRussin, @yahoo.com. And I'd be happy to answer any questions anyone wants to email me.
And if anyone is within, because I know that you do classes quite regularly, although I know you're taking this month off. I'm so pleased that you decided to come out a little bit of your vacation-y April to be a part of this, and maybe some this summer. But there are places where you do offer classes in the Binghamton, New York area, and one of those places is a spiritualist church, or do you want to give a little more accurate idea of how people would know?
Okay.
They could email you to get information, but if there's some places where people might know who are within a driving distance of Binghamton.
Right. The church that I have been teaching at is called Unity of Light Spiritual Center, and Reverend Pat Truesdale is there. She has a website, and they're a spiritualist church. They get messages from the other side, but it's also, they have religious services Wednesday at 6:30 with a Bible passage, very nice, and then I do healings there that same night with others. We just put up chairs and we do a meditation with healing. So if anybody wanted to come in for healing, you know, they can do that too. It's called Unity of Light Spiritual Center. It's 955 Main Street, Vestal, New York, just past the Weiss store. And it looks like a home, and then you go down below behind, and the door is open there. And it's a wonderful bunch of people. And I've been teaching a lot of
classes. And it's a wonderful energy right there. It's on a beautiful stream or a creek or whatever it's called. I think the energy in that area, because, of course, I did live in that area. It's a beautiful, energetic in that space.
Right. I think that it is on a vortex because I get beautiful visions there. And
oh,
when
wow.
I've done healing,
oh, I
done
got goosebumps hearing
that. Very
oh,
calm
wow. Yeah.
poses. And these
well,
people
and
are, you know, this man, well, this young man came to my Kabbalah class, and the next night I did a healing on him, and Moses was in front of him giving him a blessing, and he had wanted to tell me earlier he had met someone named Moses, and then, of course, he got Moses in front of him. So it was, you know, a lot of things happened like that. The synchronicity just cracked
oh,
me
Oh, yes,
up.
Yes. Well,
but,
I will,
yeah,
I'm looking, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I basically teach angel classes there, Kabbalah, sacred geometry, and the violet flame with Saint Germain.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
And they have healing sharing classes that don't go through the summer, but they're on Monday nights, and they do drumming and crystal classes, and there's a lot. There's a lot of information.
Wow, yeah.
It's a nice. Well, for people, you know, going on their spiritual path.
Yes. Well,
if
now we're in the
midst. Questions.
Yes, absolutely.
Email.
And they and there's got to be crackling on the phone because boy, this is like suddenly, you know, we have winter all, you know, just lingering, and now boom, today the ice has gone in the pond, and a thunderstorm's rolling through. So now we're kind of in the thick of it. But I'm glad to say we are still connected, you and me, through the phone. Through the wonders of the phone and internet, so that's really good. So I'm expecting we'll continue. We're about halfway through what is at the usual hour, but if we get some callers kind of ringing in, it we don't necessarily have to stop right at the top of this hour here. So I'm going to give another little bit of encouragement for callers, 805-292-0349. Questions, comments, your own angelic stories. Well, Donna, looking back, and now I know we talked about maybe doing a meditation, so we'll see if that might want to be something we do. But there's some other things too that, and I know you've got you brought a broad, lovely range of work that you do, and it includes the sound healing. So, would you like to take a little time to go into that at all, or do you have other things you'd prefer to get to first?
Well, I wanted to mention one more thing with the angels.
Okay, sure.
Actually, a couple more things. Now that
uh-huh.
I thought of it, with Archangel Michael. He is the protector angel, and before I do healing work, or actually when I get in my car, just before I go somewhere, I always ask him to protect me, keep me safe. And so I just wanted to remind people to use Archangel Michael daily to have him come in and protect you. You know, like when you're driving your car or going to an area you don't feel as safe, or just any time you feel the need. The other thing is, if someone drains you, you can cut cords with Archangel Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to somebody and they drain you. Someone sucks all your energy. When I studied with Doreen, she actually could see the cords attached to people, etheric cords. So what you do is, it's very simple. You just call in Archangel Michael, and you take your hand, keep your fingers together like a sword, and just cut away at your, or at like around yourself, and just ask Archangel Michael to come in and cut these cords. And then you just kind of do a sweeping motion from your feet up to give your energy. But you know, it does happen that people do have their energy sucked, and you can cut the cords. And
mm-hmm.
the other thing
yeah.
is, before you go into a situation that you know will be a negative situation or negative energy, I put myself in a bubble protected by Archangel Michael, so that I do the white Christ light around me. I do the blue light, which is Archangel Michael, and I envision it as a bubble, so that any negativity bounces back. But I do include a layer of pink, so that their negativity, when they get it back, they have a little love, because pink is the color
oh.
of love.
Oh, yes.
So that's two good things that I like people to know how to use Archangel Michael, and I'm going to be talking about the violet flame if there's time. And
mm-hmm.
when you do work
yeah.
with violet flame, you work with Michael first. I mean, you ask for protection.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing I wanted to talk about with angels, you know, before I move on, is that it's very seldom I don't have somebody that can feel the angels when we do the four directions, but I know Doreen Virtue admitted this in one of our classes, she was burned at the stake. So, I mean, that did happen in the Middle Ages and different countries and different places where people that worked with angels or talked about angels met a death. And so what I do is I have a little paragraph that I say, and it's freeing you to communicate with the angels, because in another lifetime, and I know a lot of people listening do believe, you know, we've had more than one life. Most of us have had many. So this actually is what I say, and it breaks that tie of being afraid to work with the angels. And I'll just go over it.
Yeah, wonderful. Oh, that's fabulous.
This is how I start it. I am my beloved I Am Presence, invoking the full power of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame to transmute cause, core, effect, record, and memory, every thought, feeling, word, action, or belief, known and unknown, that reflects fear to work with angels, communicate with angels, see and feel angels, read my heart, not my mind, and so it is. Because what it's talking about is maybe, you know, you say, oh, I don't have a fear, but you really do. That's why you have trouble. You have a blockage. And that has worked 100%. It's really
wow.
Something.
And,
I mean,
you teach
it with everybody.
Yeah.
There's some people that need it.
Yeah, I can so appreciate that. And in the time, and I've been really devoted to my spiritual path, and of course I know full well, and you and I both know this, is that in my 5 years' time living in your area, you and I met, and it was really a synchronistic kind of thing. And it's in these groups of people that you meet, especially these days, because there's so much of this that is stirring, and it's wonderful, people are awakening, but that there are who can imagine what percentage of people who had a very, very horrid time in other lives around this. I'm so glad you're mentioning this, because we know full well listeners presently live to us and later in podcast are going to be nodding their heads and saying, oh my golly, thank goodness I know more about this now. So I feel this is one thing that may well be an important teaching among all the other things you've shared so far tonight, but wow, that's really something, to say the least. And something else is kind of kicking around in my head, but it's not present, so it must be I don't really need it back right away. Other than my little preference, if we get, and I know we'll get to some part of this, is that you and I, when I've spent some time and you taught a bit of a class, and I've been to your place a couple times, of course, was Energies of Saint Germain, and what a powerful ascended master. I want to ask you, though, Donna, again, for people who this is all fairly new, what is ascended master as compared to an angel?
Okay. Before I mention that, I just wanted to say I did that poem with someone who was having a blockage, and immediately she told me she felt a weight lifted off her shoulder. So it really does. There are more people out there with blockages from past life issues, so it's really, you know, more prevalent than you think. Okay, the difference between ascended master, I'm going to actually include something else, too. There'll be three things. An angel, a departed loved one, and an ascended master. Say perhaps your mother is in heaven, and maybe someone has said to you, well, she's an angel watching over you. Not really. Angels have never incarnated on the earth. They are light beings. They are just etheric and light. And I've seen my guardian angel, and I actually have an angel on my iPhone. I filmed my guardian angel so that I could show people, yes, angels, look at this. But anyway, the angel was, they hover up high, and they are light, and they're etheric and spinning. And then, so they've never walked on the earth, and your mother is on the other side. If you want to say she's an angel looking over you, in a term of endearment, that's okay, but she's not a true angel as I talk about angels. But an ascended master also has incarnated on the earth, like Saint Germain. Saint Germain, he's listed in his book as having like five different prominent, he was like Shakespeare. Saint Germain was I don't have my notes in front of me, but he was quite a few different people. So the ascended masters have reached an enlightenment where they want to come back and help humanity, but they have walked on the earth. and your loved ones, of course, have walked on the earth, and then angels have not walked on the earth. They have never been human. Your ascended masters have been human, and they've attained through a process of enlightenment, and then they choose to come back to help. And so that's when an ascended master is different than an angel.
Mm-hmm.
So angels never actually walked on the earth. They're made by God, but they're beings of light.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they are. They're actual beings of light.
Oh.
And does that explain it?
Yes, oh, absolutely. And I, again, for the benefit of people who to whom this is, and I'm so delighted in the flow of your information and your very, and I like in particular, some as I've made mention of before, is that it is something so attainable. And I know this is one thing as people listen to the show who this is something they're just beginning to gain more confidence in, is that this is so much wonderful information people can take right away and make use of. So I would, and again, encouraging people, as Donna has said, to be in touch with her through DonnaRussin@yahoo.com. So if you have more you'd like to learn. And maybe the other thing would be, because I know we mentioned Doreen Virtue and you've worked with her, is that, because of course her books are out there, et cetera, are there any other, just quick question would be, other than Doreen Virtue, do you have any other recommendations of people on the internet or anything? Because there is a lot out there, so I didn't know if maybe there was anyone else other than Doreen Virtue.
Okay, I've studied with Doreen Virtue, and then I've also studied with, her name is Janie Howard Feldman. It's J-A-Y-N-E Howard Feldman, F-E-L-D-M-A-N. And she has a website. She comes to the Spiritual Center in Windsor, New York. And I've gone to her for about 25 years. And after I went to her first lecture is when I came home and saw angels. So she has two books.
Mm-hmm.
She has two books. And I know one of them is Driving Under the Influence of Angels, and the other one, Angels by My
Side. Oh, I love that. Nice title. Sorry, I was laughing about the title.
Yes, she has a sense of humor. And she has a website. It's called Earth Angel, the number 4, peace.com.
Earth Angel 4, peace, yes.
.com. And she also has on her website a schedule when she teaches classes. I know she does teach at the Spiritual Center every year.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody has questions, you know, I would recommend her books and, of course, Doreen's books.
Mm-hmm.
Doreen has several books, and start off with the Angels 101 because that's a beginner book, and then just The Lightworker's Way is good, and a lot of the others. Also, because I've studied with her in Hawaii and took her angel therapy practitioner course, she has lots of books. I'd recommend them all. You know,
mm-hmm.
It goes beginner up. What I'd like to talk about is the Violet Flame.
Excellent.
A lot of
love
people
to have you
interested
do
that. In
that.
Okay, the Violet Flame, I'm going to mention Elizabeth Clare Prophet has written about the Violet Flame, and I have some information in front of me. This is what I teach with the Violet Flame. It is the seventh ray aspect of the fire of the I Am That I Am witnessed by Moses. The violet flame was the burning bush, and he wondered why it didn't burn to the ground, because the violet flame is a purple flame. And before I taught my violet flame class at the Spiritual Center, my bedroom that night had a violet flame. It was like a big bonfire in the middle of the room. And then and the violet flame actually is our divinity. I mean, we all have it. We're born with it. It's a tool to use, and Elizabeth Clare Prophet saw in her Akashic records that she went into Jesus using the violet flame in his healings and miracles, you know, turning the water into wine and healing people. And I actually used the violet flame on my husband and did a healing with him, and it was a miracle. Of what happened afterwards from where he was before I started and after I did the healing. And I do, when I teach the class, do healings on everyone. We put the chairs in the center. My classes usually range around 20, 25 people, and we do it as a group. We do the violet flame healings, and everybody feels something. And you also will see a past life. It's very common. I know we did that with you at my house.
Yeah.
Doing the violet flame. And the violet flame is a tool I use every day, because it transmutes negative energy into positive energy. I put it through my body for good health. I put it through my aura, my energy field, to repair any holes and keep it strong, because I think most people are aware that before they get sick, it is in the energy field, the aura. And I had a friend call me. She went to a metaphysical retreat in Virginia, and she was told to use the violet flame in her aura energy field to build it up. And she couldn't wait to tell me, because she knew I taught the violet flame. And I said, that's great, you know, that other people are teaching it too, to use it. And it comes from the I Am Presence in our heart. And when you use it, don't be surprised in your third eye if you see the color purple. I actually, how I came about to teach this was, I read this small book by Elizabeth Clare Prophet, and it resonated with me, and I had a passion for it, and I wanted to learn more, so I read a couple other books, and then I was actually sitting in my living room and just talking out loud, and I called in Saint Germain. He's the one that brought it back. He's an ascended master that brought this back to Earth in the 1930s. They did use it in Atlantis. It was misused, so it was taken away. And then he brought it back in the 1930s to work with people with it. And so I called in Saint Germain, Archangel Michael, because I work with him daily. I called in Jesus. And I also called in Archangel Zadkiel, because he's the Archangel of the Violet Flame. And so when I called them in, I didn't expect to see them. I just expected to feel their presence. And I had four rainbow-colored orbs in front of me in my living room. First thought was, oh, my gosh, what have I done? How long are they staying? my ego, which I teach everybody in my class, and Doreen taught us to literally put the ego behind us and come from the heart. So I said, read my heart, don't read my head, because I knew that they would see I was afraid. I mean, who has four rainbow-colored orbs in the house?
Oh, Donna, that's such a beautiful. I'm going to take that to my heart, too, because it just made my heart happy to hear you say that part. So I'm sorry I had to interject that. Go right ahead.
Okay. I think what when I tell this to people, I'm no different than they are, and so they can call in angels and see them or feel them, and we all have this power, you know. Archangel Michael says we all have the inner power. And that's what it is, inner power. You know, people can take away your outer power, but nobody can take away your inner power. And that's what he wants us to pull on. And with the violet flame, I said I need a class before I teach it. Within 2 weeks, I was in Syracuse in a violet flame class that was never taught in the country before by a Canadian group. And so it was all divine. And then when I got home, I started seeing purple with my eyes open at night when it would be dark. And so it's just something that, it's a tool. It's a gift from the Holy Spirit, and it's under the sponsorship of Saint Germain. And he's Lord of the Seventh Ray. And when you do use the violet flame, there is scientific proof, which I'm not going into. I have a handout on that, but there's scientific proof of how it works on an energy level with electrons. But what you do is I always do, you know, Archangel Michael, protect me, just because you're working with very powerful energy. So it's recommended that you, you know, have protection. And then you say decrees. And the decrees that you say are, I have a page here on decrees, but the decrees that you say increase the power of the violet flame. Here it is. This was written in her book, I Am the Violet Flame, an Action in Me Now. I am the violet flame, to light alone I bow. I am the violet flame, in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God, shining every hour. I am the violet flame, blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power, freeing everyone. Now, I find that when you do long passages like that, you tend to be in the ego, in the mind.
Oh.
And
uh-huh.
I always tell people in my class, when people say you're out of your mind, that's a good thing. You know, people say you're out of your mind. Well, that's a good thing. I want to be out of my mind because you want to be in your heart. So, because once you start trying to memorize something, you're concentrating on the words and you lose the feeling. So I just do short ones, and that's what I teach in my class. They get the full sheet of this. And I tell people make up their own. But what I say is, and I
power because we all have that power. So you are literally empowering.
Right.
Yes, them. You're empowering your students.
Right. I don't want people dependent on me. We have that inner power, each and every one of us. And we're all side by side. Some people say, oh, you're so far in your spiritual path. No, I've just taken more classes and awakened more. But before we incarnate, we all have the same knowledge. It's just a reawakening as we're here. That's how I look at it. But what I do is I have short ones like blaze the violet flame, almighty I am, almighty I am, cleanse the violet flame, heal with the violet flame. Love with the violet flame is a very powerful one. Love is very powerful.
Ah,
love.
Yes.
And then, you know, you say them three times each, and then almighty I am, almighty I am. The faster you say them increases the power. Because people have said, well, why do you say them?
Well, we are getting some heck of a thundering going on, so we are doing something mighty here tonight. I have to tell you, there was just quite the big thunder.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to lose power because Archangel Michael want people to hear this. And
I feel that very much.
He works with electrical energy.
Yeah.
So anyway, so basically, you know, I've had people say to me, oh, you know, you can put the violet flame through a, like if you, this man came up to me that took my class, but I had a toothache. I did the violet flame for 30 minutes and the toothache went away. And of course, I say, well, of course, see your dentist, not recommending this replacing anything medical, but just as an adjunct is a holistic part of it. But I just do it every day. I put the violet flame through my body, through my aura, and any negative situation.
I'm imagining this is part of what you definitely, because in doing some of my own learning and taking, and certainly some things I've done with you, is that as you begin doing whatever work or calling in things, and I work with a beautiful teacher on the West Coast. I work long distance, but Shanta Gabriel, she works with Archangel Gabriel, and she reminds you, and I know other people do too, you may well, is that when you call in things, you ask that it be for your highest good. So I'll interject that as something that's always been very important to me, and I know likely the same to you.
Right. Whenever, before I do a healing, I always say for the highest good, and Doreen has taught us and Janie to say, or better, but the highest good.
Or better. I forget that.
Thanks for the
or
reminder.
Or better.
And then when I close something off, I always say, and so it is.
Yeah.
And that helps people when I tell them, and you know, give it to the angels to work with, and then say, and so it is, because it's closed and they can walk away. They don't try and worry about it or try and help. You know, we angels want us to get out of our own way.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to mention, too, like I think most people listening probably are aware of the third eye. It's a muscle between the eyebrows, and then we haven't used it sometimes in a lot of lifetimes, and you might get a little pressure there, and it's just you're opening up your third eye, which is your window to your inner soul. Mm-hmm. So there is one thing I do mention. Actually, it is a paragraph. Because most people that you meet, even though when I've channeled my ascended masters, they say that money is man-made. Whatever you need, just ask the universe in trust. And I do mm-hmm. believe that, but a lot of people want to hear the paragraph and they want to say it with the violet flame. And what you're doing is you're transmuting patterns of poverty consciousness you might have had in a past life. Say you were a monk in a past life, and I've seen that with other people. I can, oh, I see you were a monk. You know, you just happened to see it. And so monks, you know, they did vows of poverty. Mm-hmm. And so what you can do is you can say, it's just a few sentences here, I am my beloved I am presence, invoking the full power of the fifth dimensional solar violet flame to transmute cause, core, effect, record, and memory every thought, feeling, word, action, or belief I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown, that reflects poverty consciousness or lack in limitation of any kind, and so it is. So what you are is you're knocking off those blocks of, you know, being financially abundant. Some people have a problem with receiving money.
Oh, yes, and it's more common in, among women that as you incarnate as a woman, and we are in a culture that has reinforced that, et cetera, et cetera. But, and so the advantage for people who, of course, are listening podcast-wise or for people who are listening live and are thinking, oh, my gosh, I would like to have written this all down, clearly because this becomes a podcast within a very short time of our saying goodnight and it ending, people can go back, listen to it again, pause, write down what they need to if they want to write it down to work with it. But how powerful.
They can email me, too, and I will be happy to back to them. But it is very powerful, and it's very popular. All the classes want to say it, because I think everybody wants it. Of course, financial abundance, you know?
Yeah, something that I have a lovely friend. She's done a couple programs of Voices, and we talked about this both on the air and then when she and I were on the phone together, not on the air. And she said, definitely this whole topic, and she said, what I remind myself, and she said, I put it on a sticky note on my computer, even if I think, well, I don't need to be a millionaire, but it's the idea to do work in the world requires some financial abundance. So that's, and I can't remember exactly what she said, but I've got it written down. I really should sticky note it. Financial abundance allows me to do more work in the world, the idea of seva and doing what you've come here to do in addition to enjoying your own time incarnated as you are in this wonderful place. And I'm so grateful that my path has crossed with yours. I got to say this because it seems that, and I do agree, absolutely, overlighted as we've been in this hour by particular Archangel Michael, and I'm thanking him for keeping us all in the full broadcast mode, which is absolutely great, but that the choice was by listeners who are listening live not to call in because they've been absorbing it. But it was everything and so much wonderful stuff. So before I get to the time of saying thank you and good night, is there a point or so that you would love to include as we come to the end of the hour?
I didn't touch on the Kabbalah, and I do teach that, and what I like to do is teach it from the heart, and we do toning, and toning is similar to chanting, and first time I toned the Kabbalah in a class, and that night I toned it before I went to sleep, and when I woke up in my right ear, and you hear from spirit in your right ear, and I was hearing Mew, M-U-U, and I'm thinking moo, but it was more mew, and I'm thinking, what the heck is that? And then I realized M-U was another name for Lemuria, and I have had a past life in Lemuria, and the Kabbalah is ancient knowledge for everyone. I channeled that through Isis, and it's not just for Jewish people. They are, I'd say they're experts in Kabbalah because they've studied it extensively, but it is ancient knowledge that was used in Lemuria and Atlantis. And Hebrew is one of the few languages, just Sanskrit and Hebrew, that actually vibrates your cells. So when you chant or tone, you tone the 10 branches of the Kabbalah, and I also do the names of God and the angel names, you actually will feel yourself vibrating. It's very uplifting, and it raises your vibration. And maybe that's a good way to mention to close everything is when you work with the angels or you tone the Kabbalah from the heart or work with the violet flame, you are raising your vibration and increasing your light.
Oh, yes. That is, and I think this makes an awfully good point to draw this hour to its a close, and I don't think really a call was going to be able to shoehorn itself in, so I know we've learned so very much in the energy at the end of this for you and me speaking and for those who are listening, whether live listeners or in podcast. I'm thinking it's a powerfully lovely, supportive, high vibration that has come through all of this. And there was, and the other thing, there was something kind of chasing me, too, was with all that you've had to share, I'm hoping that you might be induced to come back and expand more. I know there might well be by then more people would like to phone in live and ask whatever. But, Donna, we would love to have you come back and share more if you'd be willing to.
Oh, sure. That's not a problem. And also, I should mention that when I do teach the classes at the Spiritual Center, I keep the cost down because I do it from the heart, not as a business, and I charge $20, and half of that is donated back to the church. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an affordable rate for people because I try to reach as many people as I can, when I do a class.
Right. And the amazing thing about these programs and having done this, because I was called to offer this, my guides very much wanted me to offer an internet radio show. About a year ago, they're working with me, and I'm saying, you want me to do what? But it is, we find our way, and they made it very clear, listen, it's going to be fun. All kinds of wonderful people are going to want to be your guests. And, of course, you are my latest lovely person to come forward and share so much as you have done from your heart. It's been absolutely lovely. So, Donna, I think that's going to have to be where we end things for tonight and bid you a grand thank you and have a lovely evening. I'm thinking for anyone who's been listening live or when they hear this, but especially live listeners, this will be a night in which as you get yourself settled in lying down as you can ask for more to extend beyond this hour of messages and connections, whatever it is, to make use of this beautiful energy in their dream time tonight. So I'm going to do that.
Yes, and if they want to ask any of the archangels to come in their dreams, they certainly will do that too.
Oh, that is lovely. Donna Russin, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so very much. I'm going to bid you good night now. I have always a little bit of end just comments that I make to the listeners, talk a little bit about next week. So blessings on you, my dear. Thank you. It's been delightful.
And I've enjoyed it, too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye. All right. There we go. Well, my gosh, it is so extraordinary. It never, ever fails to feel this way at the end of each and every show. And that includes the one that I find I just do as a solo effort because of the material that presents itself to me. And I know, I liked what Donna said to remind us all that we are never, ever alone in this world. We have with us these two beautiful guardian angels. That's something that even if we're not quite sure about them, Donna has given us so much to help us to know more about not only these two beautiful beings who, and I feel mine so very much present to me right now as I talk to you sitting here in my little studio corner of Light Spring Glen, so it's been wonderful. I want to thank Archangel Michael in particular because it has been, I just am amazed how in this whole hour we have had a thunderstorm here on April the 8th, but I think that speaks to the energies, and I'm getting such goosebumps, the energies that Donna brought in and we've created in the sacred space. So Donna, thank you very much for that sacred space that you created for us. And regardless of when it is you hear this broadcast, that space includes you. As she said, we're all in this beautiful circle. We are all connected. If you're a live listener or hear this broadcast before April the 15th, a week from tonight, I want to tell you about two people who are coming to be a part of it. And I said their names wrong last time, so I'm just taking my moment to say this. Dr. Jim Conroy and Basha Alexander, who are eco-pioneers, eco-miracle workers. They work in particular with tree beings, and the work they do is extraordinary. I've been hoping ever since the show started to find a time. They're very committed to what they do, and they're traveling, and they're teaching, and then they're writing, and they are going to be my guests next week, and I am thrilled. So do tune in or look for their podcast later. And again, first-time listeners, thank you so very much for finding Donna in Donna's program with me tonight. Do look up goldenspiraljourney.com to see more. And I will say further that I will not be doing programs the last two Wednesdays of April, having some opportunity. Oh, my gosh. My cat just appeared under my desk. I didn't even know he was there. So I had to explain why I was suddenly going to laugh. So Studio Cat Angus has shown up to say hello to everybody. There it is. Such a fabulous, beautiful connection. The angels work on the internet. We know that by now. They work with all of us, and Donna is a beautiful teacher with all that. Do feel comfortable connecting with her through her email, donnarussin@yahoo.com. So with that, everybody, thank you very much. Know that we're all connected. Know that we're in a fabulous time of such opportunity to be connected, to bring our beautiful self fully online for our own benefit, of course, of our own beautiful lives, and to share with others around us. It is a privilege, an honor, and a delight to come to you almost every Wednesday, Voices of the Earth. So, having gotten successfully through this hour and a little bit more, in the midst of this spring thunderstorm, as the ice has all gone out of the pond today, I wish you a beautiful week under the starry heavens under which we all exist upon this beautiful planet, Mother Earth. Take good care, everyone. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Art of Living Well Radio Network, a subsidiary of Crowning Light Productions. For more information on all of our programs, go to our website, theartoflivingwell.tv. This is Gene Bogart saying thanks for listening to the Art of Living Well Radio Network. Radio to inspire enlightened living.